Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code? Hello, thank you for calling customer support.
7787. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
I'm sorry. It's a lot of background noise, but what did you say?
My zip code is 77807.
Okay, thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Erica Cooper.
Okay, I see your name here. Would you verify the address?
6690 Allen Road.
And the city and state?
Bryan, Texas.
Okay, so on this account, I see you ordered the smartwatch. The watch is designed to track your steps, your blood pressure, and your heart rate. Is that what you're calling about?
Yes.
Okay, I do see the order here that was placed on April 8th. What can we do for you on your order?
Hold on, sir. That smartwatch, it was a promotional thing where I only paid like $7.99 for it. And y'all steady taking money out of my account for this smart, and it's not even a real smartwatch.
Okay. So the way the account was set up, this is a call center, of course. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. So with this account, the smartwatch was ordered, but you also set up a membership. It's a shopping club. So that's what they're charging you for monthly.
No.
The shopping club entitles you to get the watch and a number of other items at low cost.
No, we didn't. Only thing we signed up for was the watch, which was a promotional gift for $7.99.
Well, based on what I see here, that's what you're being charged for. It's a membership. Now, if you don't want to continue to use the membership, I can go ahead and close the account so the company can't use this account anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, it needs to be closed, and my account needs to be refunded. Everything that y'all took out, because I took out $69.99, y'all took out like, what else did they take out?
Like $11, $31, all in 1 month.
So all those charges were authorized when the watch was ordered, according to the company.
No.
We didn't bill you. This is a customer service call center. We're simply here to kind of explain what you ordered, if you have any questions, and track your order. So on the day you placed the order on the 8th, you ordered the smartwatch, and you ordered some expedited shipping. You wanted it sent right away, so you paid the extra for the extra shipping fee.
Yeah, we did that, but those other fees, no, we didn't do that. It was supposed to be a one-time payment, that's it.
Mm-hmm. But it was a membership, so the membership was joined that day. I'm not sure if you were
and
using a cell phone.
Or, that. We didn't do no.
Well, I understand, but I can. Yeah, that's what's on the account. Right, I see it on the account, though, so it was authorized somehow.
So
there's a lot of background noise, and then you're hollering a little bit. So if you'll hold on just one moment, I'll check with my supervisors to see what else we can do for you, okay? Hello? Okay, one moment. So, of course, he's saying I can close the account, but he would allow me to give you 35% back off of the charges that you've incurred.
Okay.
And that will go back on your card.
That card is canceled because I didn't know where this was coming from.
So normally we have to credit the card that's on file, but your new card will be credited, or the company, the MasterCard company, will send you a refund if you don't have an account with them anymore.
Okay.
So I'm going to request a refund. You'll get an email at bigcoop330@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get the email, you can check with the MasterCard. You can track it and check your account to look for the refund.
So what exactly are y'all
going
to be refunding?
Okay.
Dollar amount.
Hold on one moment.
And is this going to come in the mail? Because I don't have that card.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? Are you talking to me? The refund? It has to be posted back to the MasterCard. And I know you said it's closed, but the MasterCard company, they have a process in place to either put it on your new card or they will issue the refund.
Okay.
Oh, the background noise is getting louder and louder. Are you all outside or something? That's better.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes. Okay, hold on.
If I export this yet, how else you said they can refund it?
They have a process in place. I'm sure they may have to issue a check. I'm just not sure. Normally, they just put it on the new card. After you close an account, they'll put it on your new card.
Okay, and see, that was the thing. I don't have it yet. They told me 7 to 10 days or whatever, and it's going to take forever for that card to come.
Well, it will still go on the system, on the account.
Okay.
It will be credited to the account in your name. But so hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I was in the middle of trying to calculate the amount, but my supervisor kind of chimed in. He said he would just go ahead and just give you half of the money back off of that $64.95, so that would be $32.48 going back to the card.
Okay.
Okay, and again, you'll get the email first. The email will roll out in about 24 hours, and then it will post back to the card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and within those business days, I have the card. Who do I need to contact about getting a maybe a paper check or something like that?
You'd have to work with your MasterCard, the credit card company. We don't issue refunds here. It has to go back to the card that was charged.
Okay.
So, like I said, you'll get the refund email. I'm not sure if they can expedite it for you somehow, but the only thing we can do here at the call center is request the refund.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, again, you'll get that refund email. It may come automatically. Sometimes it may take up to 24 hours for it to post to your inbox, but you can check for it or you can call them, and they may be able to see the refund in the past. But normally it takes 3 to 5 business days for them to process it.
Okay.
All right. Well, the account is closed, so you won't be billed anymore.
Thank you. Talking about.
Okay, I understand. All right. Well, we have it closed, and you're just waiting for that refund. But like I said, look for the email. You can tell your card company that it's on the way.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.